Welcome to Teach Languages Online, the podcast dedicated to bringing you the best advice about your online teaching business. I'm Lindsay Williams, an online language teacher from the UK, and I'm your host. Now, each episode, before we begin, I like to recommend something to you. And this episode, my recommendation for you is pretty special. It's my brand new free training, How to Start Teaching Languages Online. This training is free and available on demand, whenever, wherever you want it, just like your favorite bingeable box set. And even if you've already started teaching online, what you learn in this free training is a crucial step to help give you some clarity that will make everything you do going forward even better. So, what are you waiting for? Get close to the internet right now, visit lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teachertraining and get your free access now. And, well, there might just be a special offer waiting for you when you do. That's lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teachertraining. Now, let's get into today's show. In this episode, I want to talk to you about Pinterest. Maybe you feel kind of exhausted with trying to keep up with Instagram, and you're a bit bored of Facebook, and Twitter is just like a graveyard. There's no one there. It's a wasteland. And you're feeling like, oh, how do people actually use social media to bring people to their website? You've only got that one link on Instagram, on Facebook and Twitter. No one seems to be clicking. What's going on? How do I do this? Pinterest is the thing that could well be missing. And this doesn't mean that you need to go out, create a Pinterest profile, make perfect boards, make this perfect Pinterest thing that looks and exists, and spend all of your time on this brand new social media platform when you're already trying to manage everything else. No, you can have Pinterest completely work for you without even having a profile. Now, of course, it's going to be better if you do have a profile, if you do have a presence on there. But if that is too much of a step, I want you to start doing this now. So don't think like, oh yeah, I'm not ready to move on and add Pinterest or add another thing into the mix of jobs that I need to do. But these particular jobs, these particular tasks are going to be worth your while in the short term and in the long run. Now, that is this little trick that is going to really help you here is to create images for each piece of content you create, blog, video, podcast, whatever it is. Start creating images that are Pinterest friendly, that people can share themselves on Pinterest, right? Now, this means that you don't have to have a profile where you're adding your own stuff, because if you've got the images there and they're ready, when people find your stuff and they like it and they wanna save it for later, if they're a Pinterest user, they're gonna put that on their Pinterest page. And when they put that on their Pinterest page, on their profile, on their boards, other people might see, oh, this has been pinned from this person. I trust this person. Let's see what this is about. So other people are essentially promoting you on Pinterest without you even needing to lift too much of a finger. Okay, it's pretty cool. So we're going to start. I want you to start right now. The next piece of content you make, create a Pinterest image. And maybe you're like, yeah, but what is a Pinterest-friendly image? Well, generally, they're longer. So it's not like a kind of short, fat, square Instagram, even square image, right? It's a sort of 2-to-3 ratio. So the sort of ideal size for that would be something like 600 by 900 pixels. Now, if you use Canva, there's templates in there you can use right away with the correct sizings that will help you out, no problem. So that's good. You don't need to worry too much about setting up a new canvas or anything like that. They'll have them there in Canva. Now, I want you to think about making templates for this. So again, this is all about a little bit of extra work now, making less work for you down the line. So this doesn't mean that every single piece of content you create, you have to start with a blank canvas / Canva, right? You don't have to start with a blank canvas, a blank page. You have a template that you're working with. Maybe it's the same colors, the same design, and you're just changing the text and making it relevant for that particular piece of content. You see what I'm saying, right? So I want you to do, wait for it, at least one. But if you're really like, yeah, I'm going to go for this, I'm going to really do it, 3-5 templates, okay? Now, the easiest way to do this is to change colors. So let's say, like me, for example, I have 3 sort of core colors to Lindsay Does Languages. There's that bright yellow, the green, and the pink, right? So I have 3 templates that are the same, but with a different colored background. And then that means you know, a different coloured font, and the little bars of like the other colours are then the opposite colours that aren't the background colour, right? So it's just a colour switch, complete simple colour switch. And then you've got three templates. Done. Easy. If you're feeling creative, you can go and do maybe a couple more with a slightly different design. Maybe if you have a free opt-in, one of them is designed just to promote the opt-in, rather than like the blog or the video or the podcast itself. And so you can work it this way. So when you've got your templates ready, you've changed the colors, you've instantly got three designs to work with, nice and simple. Start by creating these images for every piece of content you make. And when you do this, upload them and add them, upload them to like, say, a blog post, right? And add them to your metadata. Now, your metadata is like the little bit of code that you put at the start of each blog post that's going to tell the internet what information you want the internet to take from that page, right? So this is where your Pinterest images come in. You don't have to have all of them in one blog post. Instead, just have one, and that one is like the main one. So for me, that tends to be the yellow one that's like my main color, and that's the one that's in the post itself. People can pin this, they can add this and share this and whatever. And then I have the two others, the pink one and the green one, and sometimes the fourth one with the extra just promoting the free download, the free opt-in. I have those in the metadata. So they're uploaded to my website, they're in the metadata, and that means that when people like go to share your page on Pinterest, they're shown a selection of images from that page. So they're shown, first of all, the ones that you've selected, you know, the one that's on the page. If you've got other photos in the post, they'll see those as well. Other images on the page, so for example, if you have like a little about me it bio image in the sidebar, that will show up as well. But what else is going to show up? Those other Pinterest friendly images that you've added in the metadata. So it's just a way to make things a little bit kind of diverse, and it's there, you may as well use it. It's not going to take masses of your time. So how do you get people to actually pin your stuff if you're using WordPress.org? The easiest way, there's plugins to help you do this, right? So the Sumo, I think it's called Sumo Me plugin, there's plenty of others like Pinterest Pin It, they'll be called things like this, different plugins like that. And what that does is it adds a little kind of overlay that when people hover their mouse over an image, a little Pinterest pinnable image will pop up in the corner, and that means that, like, you know, it's basically saying like pin me, right? Pin this post. So that's quite cool, that's nice and easy. And once you've got the plugin, it's there, it's happening, right? And then if you're doing this already, you're putting yourself in good stead, because when you are actually ready to start creating your own Pinterest page, your own Pinterest profile, God, that's a tongue twister, then you have this bank of images that you can start using and sharing yourself. So you don't have to then go back in and like make this huge collection of images for everything you've ever made, because that is a ginormous task. You're helping yourself by doing this now, trust me, okay? So yeah, that's it. That's the basics of how you can start using Pinterest for your advantage and bringing people to your website without even having a profile on the website. Pretty cool. You've been enjoying Teach Languages Online, the podcast for online language teachers and budding ones too, brought to you by me, Lindsay Williams of Lindsay Does Languages. If you want more from me this episode, may I recommend my brand new free training, How to Start Teaching Languages Online. This training is free, it's available on demand, and even if you already started teaching online, what you learn in this free training is a crucial step to help give you some clarity that will make everything you do going forward even better. So grab the internet right now, visit lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teacher-training to get your free access. And remember, I'm here to help you and answer your questions, so get in touch. Now it's even easier because you can leave me a voice message to share your questions. Simply scroll to the bottom of the show notes for this episode and click the link next to send in a voice message. And you never know, it might just be your question I answer next time. You can find everything you need from this show over at lindsaydoeslanguages.com/teach-languages-online. Have a great week and share this episode with a friend you know will love it too. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. Bye.